This TikToker got 18 months in prison after laundering the equivalent of $11 billion in today's value, and as a response to her sentence, she decided to drop a diss track on the United States government. The stories just keep getting wilder and wilder. That's what's funny about this. Weird enough to catch a case. They think I'm from outer space. Okay. If I had no knowledge of the situation, I would have never guessed that she was involved in laundering $11 billion in today's value of stolen cryptocurrency. So, meet Heather Morgan. You might remember her if you've been a longtime viewer of this channel, as I've covered her before about 2 to 3 years ago. During the day, she's apparently an international economist, serial entrepreneur, and investor in B2B software companies. I guess she's also an expert in persuasion, social engineering, and game theory. This is according to her. She was also apparently an ex-Forbes writer and TikToker, but what really took the internet by surprise is that she's also a rapper and fashion designer that goes by RazzleCon. And it's safe to say, as we teased before, this is just a whole nother can of worms. I'm a mother bad. Go on, make me a sandwich. You annoying like itch. Clearly a generational talent. And she was recently sentenced to 1.5 years in prison for helping her husband, Ila Lichtenstein, launder tens of thousands of Bitcoin stolen from the Bitfinex cryptocurrency exchange back in 2016.
But let me be clear. I planned and executed the Bitfinex heist entirely by myself. And I am the one who bears full responsibility for everything that has happened. While it is true that my wife pleaded guilty to laundering a small portion of the funds, she was in no way involved in the hack itself.
So I guess that's his side of the story. And side note, Ila Lichtenstein sounds like a straight up movie supervillain name. But while most criminals, or well, at least the ones sophisticated enough to pull off a hack like that, would tend to stay low, they did the opposite. Especially Heather did the complete opposite, as not only did she become a rapper, but she also tried to shoot her shots as a TikTok influencer. Not just any kind of TikTok influencer, but a business motivational TikTok influencer, which I guess really goes to show how fake so much of that industry is. But it's also a lesson that we've learned time and time again here on this channel, that influencers often are pretty fake. Because here we have Heather posting TikTok videos on how to, you know, make it as an entrepreneur, a self-made entrepreneur. Meanwhile, her husband stole the equivalent of $3.4 billion at the time of when she made this video. And this video was apparently titled, How I Built a Multi-Million Dollar Business in My 20s with Zero Outside Funding. Zero outside funding. Are you sure about that one? And then the other question I have is, if this was actually true, why would your husband feel the need to steal, you know, $70 million at the time in Bitcoin? Sounds like a whole lot of risk for a very limited amount of upside. Or, well, $70 million is pretty big upside. And then eventually it turned into $11 billion. So the upside was there. But, you know, in 2016, no one thought Bitcoin was going to be where it is today. But both of them ended up getting slapped on the wrist sentences, although the Bitcoin was confiscated. So since I just mentioned it there, we might as well go back in time to talk about how we even got here in the first place. So back in August of 2016, the Bitfinex exchange suffered a massive security breach and one of the largest crypto hacks to date. About 120,000 Bitcoins were stolen from different exchange wallets in a series of unauthorized transactions. And all of the stolen Bitcoins were directed to one single wallet, which later authorities linked to Ila Lichtenstein, RazzleCon's husband. And just to put things in perspective, when all this happened, as I said previously, the amount of Bitcoin they stole was worth only $71 million. In 2022, when the story broke, that same amount of Bitcoin was now worth over $4.5 billion. Today, the 120,000 Bitcoins equal $11.6 billion. That's a big hack. So it's safe to say they could have won the criminal lottery by now if they managed to never get caught. However, in January of 2017, the first significant movement of that stolen Bitcoin was recorded. And over the years, from 2017 to 2022, both Ila and Heather used the most complex and sophisticated range of methods available at the time to launder these stolen funds, including use of fake identities, running scripts to perform automated transactions, layered deposits, darknet market and mixers, conversion from Bitcoin to even more anonymous coins, and then cashing out through legitimate US-based business accounts. It was a little bit vague here, but I would also assume that there was some trusts and anonymous LLCs involved from, you know, the few states that allow you to do that. In April of 2021, TRM Labs, they detected that about $800 million worth of Bitcoin was sent to intermediary wallets before it went through a private mixing service, which then makes it even harder for them to track the money. But in January of 2022, the IRSCI, which is the Internal Revenue Service Criminal Investigation Department, the FBI, and the Homeland Security Investigations Agents, they executed a search warrant at the couple's house in Wall Street. And they could find a bunch of really interesting and suspicious things, to put it lightly, that the investigation really needed, such as a hollowed out book that could be used to hide items, a bag of burner phones under a bed, and a bunch of false ID documents to create fake bank accounts. And then the real kicker is some of the electronic devices the agents took, it could straight up link them to the assets of the hack. And when a court issued a seizure warrant, that allowed the confiscation of 94,636 Bitcoin from Ela's wallet. And apparently this is the largest seizure the US Department of Justice has ever done. On February 8th, 2022, the couple was arrested and charged with their crimes. And throughout the following year, from February 2022 to July 2023, they were both likely cooperating with the government to mitigate their sentences. Ela admitted not only to laundering the money, but also executing the Bitfinex hack itself, although he remained in jail until the end of this trial. His wife, on the other hand, was released on bond after posting bail, as the judge for their case believed Heather was less likely to have access to the funds for escaping the country. And throughout all this time, their social media accounts were just, you know, crickets. There was nothing there, until now. Because suddenly, Razzlecan, she returned.
I'm sorry I've been gone for a little while. The last 3 years I was battling a Fed case, and I like to listen to my lawyers. Well, guess what? It's over. And I'm very excited that I will soon be telling my story, sharing my thoughts, and telling you more about the creative and other endeavors I've been working on. Razzle dazzle.
Razzle dazzle. So she did return to her old hobby as a musician and release a preview to what she called her jail song written from solitary confinement.
Okay, so the song is called Miss Someone or Stay Strong. You miss someone cause they gone. Don't feel alone, stay strong. Remember time nor space can break that bond. Even in death, the soul still lives on. So you gotta stay strong.
Yeah, shouldn't have looted 120,000 Bitcoin from an exchange. I'm sorry for putting you guys through this pain, but now she's giving us advice on if we ever are on house arrest.
I've worn this ankle bracelet for 3 years nonstop. So I posted this video from the real RazzleCon TikTok that was talking about what it's like to have an ankle bracelet and a little life hack that I want to share with you. Want to know a little handy trick if you're
ever okay, so it's just interesting editing.
And you have an ankle monitor.
So I've had this thing for like 3 years, and you know what? It's uncomfortable.
Except if you put a sock, or in this case, I just serged the edges of material.
So that's actually a fabric remnant from some pants I made, like these. They're just like psychedelic space pimp. Anyways, carrying on.
Right.
Or you can just like cut a sock. That's what I did like the first year when I was more ratchet.
This is like an interesting character arc. We've gone from like business help content, like business motivational content, to hey, in case you're on house arrest, this is how you make your ankle bracelet more comfortable. Oh boy.
Also, someone had a great question about like, is it waterproof or not? They thought it was a stupid question, but I think it's actually great, and I shared my answer. So here it is. As you can see, this is their question.
But then you have more images of her, I guess, flexing the ankle monitor. But obviously, what makes this whole story even more bizarre than what it already is the fact that she's doubling down on her RazzleCon persona, even after all of this. And what recently caught my attention was the headline saying, Heather Morgan heads to prison soon for her role in the Bitfinex hack. But her rap alter ego, RazzleCon, is just getting started. So obviously, that intrigued me. I haven't heard of an update of this case since I covered it last in either 2022 or 2023. So I was interested. That piqued my interest. What I was met with is a diss track on the United States government from her. And it is definitely something. I don't know how I want to describe this music video. Her and Fousey, they can they're running neck and neck for making music right now. Because the news update of the story is that her husband pled guilty to the 2016 hack and was sentenced to 5 years in federal prison. And Heather pleaded guilty to money laundering and conspiracy to defraud the United States. And she was sentenced to 18 months in prison. So I guess she used this as a time to drop a diss track on the government. I don't know why you would ever diss the United States government after you were given the softest of soft sentences possible. I mean, you guys stole what, $70 million at that time, and combined got 6.5 years with good behavior, take like 20% of that off. But the fact that that 70 million turned into 11 billion in today's money, that sounds like a very light sentence to me. So I don't know why we're making diss tracks on the government after that softball of a sentence. Sounded like they did you a favor there. Obviously, I'm gonna have to censor large portions of this music video because I don't want her cheeks to ruin my ad rates. Thank you.
Weird. No matter what you pay in New York, never enough on your fork.
Where is she standing outside? San Francisco? Let's see if it says in the comments. This is probably the least concerning thing happening in front of the SF City Hall that day. Right.
Weird enough to catch a case.
Does she actually say anything against the government, or is it just kind of like a...
What a taste.
Are there lyrics in here? I'm trying to understand what this is really about. So she titles it RazzleCon versus the United States government. What an interesting last few years it has been for this character arc to evolve. From TikTok self-help business content to this to prison.
Twisted sense of humor, God.
All right, we're flexing the ankle monitor here. That's a part of our identity now.
This ain't no free country. It's running on money. Capitalist chummy. Old white men hella grumpy. But they love a trashy. Even if they chunky. Old money, gold dusty. Save me, Elon Musky.
Okay, so that was like kind of like, I guess, the couple bars that was actually the diss to the United States government. She was like, oh, it's not a free country. I'm sorry your husband can't steal 120,000 Bitcoin here. Yeah, that was definitely a music video. What the? At least it was entertaining. What a fascinating couple. You could definitely say that there's not that many couples out there like these people. Weird enough, that's for sure. Okay, she was actually interviewed by Business Insider when she said, in quote, RazzleCan versus USA symbolizes many of my thoughts and actual experiences throughout her federal court case. Like all other RazzleCon music videos, throughout my song, there are hidden messages and various social commentary to decipher. Cool. What a fascinating situation. So a lot of people had the questions. Okay, wait, she got 18 months in prison. Why is she out in public filming music videos? Well, she actually responded to that and said her time serving only starts when she self-surrenders and clarified that this process usually takes a little bit more time for people to essentially get assigned a prison. So it's safe to say very soon, RazzleCon will also be in timeout just like her husband, but they should be very blessed with how short their sentences are relatively to other crimes. But I mean, this is really just the start when it comes to like their crypto news in the last couple of weeks, because there has been so many shady coins and memes dropped in the last couple of days. I mean, I would have to make a separate video to cover that. But other than that, YouTube thinks you'll enjoy this video. Feel free to drop a subscribe if you're new here, and I'll see you guys in the next video, hopefully.